AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he's backing off plans to send federal agents into San Francisco. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president spoke last night to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie,
who told him that he is going to earnestly try to make his city better on his own. The president heard him out. He said, okay, I'll give you a chance. We'll be watching, and if you need us, we are here. And if I feel as though you continue to fail your citizens, the federal government may have to step in.
Customs and Border Protection agents began arriving at Coast Guard Island in Alameda, California, to support federal efforts to track down immigrants in the country illegally. Protesters were outside the base. Associated Press photos show the entire White House East Wing has been demolished as President Trump moves ahead with construction of a ballroom. Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and Terry Rozier with the Miami Heat have been arrested along with more than 30 other people in two criminal cases alleging sprawling schemes to rake in millions in rigging sports bets and poker games involving mafia families. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella issued this message.
Your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that.
Billups is charged in an indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games that were backed by La Cosa Nostra crime families. Lithuania's president says Russian military planes violated his country's airspace, condemning the breach as a blatant infraction on the territorial integrity of his European Union and NATO member country. Vice President J.D. Vance is criticizing a symbolic vote in Israel's parliament the previous day about annexing the occupied West Bank, saying it amounted to an insult and went against Trump administration policies. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. President Trump pardoned Binance founder Chingping Zhao.
Zhao is the creator of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, who served prison time after failing to stop criminals from using the platform to move money connected to child sex abuse, drug trafficking, and terrorism. Zhao has deep ties to World Liberty Financial, a crypto venture that President Trump and his sons Eric and Donald Jr. launched in September. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt blames the Biden administration for Zhao's prosecution. Zhao pleaded guilty last year to one count of failing to maintain an anti-money laundering program, saying he was sorry and that he deeply regretted the failure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former British paratrooper identified only as Soldier F was found not guilty of murder charges related to the 1972 Bloody Sunday massacre in Northern Ireland that saw 13 people killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.